You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, the government has recently released a discussion document outlining a proposal for an interim digital service tax in New Zealand to tax multinationals that collect revenue in New Zealand from digital services but evade our tax because they're based overseas. I speak to Massey University taxation expert Dr. Victoria Plekhanova and start by asking her exactly what a digital services tax is and what problem it would solve.
The digital services tax is a tax on a turnover from a particular type of services that will be provided by so-called platform firms. That's an example. We have Google, Facebook, they sell internet advertising in New Zealand and quite a lot. And services of online marketplaces. Again, as an example, we have Alibaba as just the nearest maybe. For us, but there are quite a few platform firms that operate internationally, globally, and they can approach customers in New Zealand. So the reason we need this, it's not I'm suggesting we really need this tax, the best thing to solve all these problems that we have is to fix nexus and profit allocation rules in the international income tax system. It's a big system that divides all this income from cross-border activities between countries. But because it's a long process and now it's a growing demand in across the world in many countries for governments to do something about this taxation of service providers, digital service providers who can directly access markets in these foreign countries while not really paying a lot of any tax on income they derived in this interesting way, because they derived income remotely. Governments can't really tax them on the source basis, so the source countries, the market countries as we refer to them, they can't do this. That's why we do need to have this interim measure to deal with this sort of problem. But again, in New Zealand, because New Zealand doesn't really have its own huge platform economy that operates worldwide, so we don't really have a lot of firms that can access customers in foreign countries. That's why it's not really, how to say, it's quite interesting. Digital services tax will not be against local businesses, but the problem with the tax that it could hurt local customers of these services that they acquire from foreign platform firms, because some of these firms, they will be capable to gross up the price of their service just by adding this tax up to the price.
Now, the government released a discussion document recently outlining two options through which this tax could be collected. One was to change international tax rules to allow for more taxation, and the other was to implement a new tax in New Zealand alone on these highly digitized multinationals and the revenue they collect within New Zealand. So it sounds like that second option is essentially the interim measure and the first option is the goal to which we're striving?
Yes, it's not only just New Zealand's goal. All countries really want to find some unilateral solution. But because problems are so complex, it's not an easy task. That's why, and this second interim measure, it's a measure that will help governments at least to get something from these multinationals while they are still working on this international solution or cooperative solution to all these problems. So yes, New Zealand is not really the ultimate goal having of this digital services tax, because I would think if there is a very good prospect that this solution would be reached by next year, as promised, which is highly unlikely, New Zealand may not even introduce the tax, but it's good to have the legislation that would be ready to be introduced, or some sort of draft legislation by this time.
When this tax has been discussed, it's been pitched as one that would make the tax system more fair, and that's something you've mentioned as well. And the government suggested that the tax working group was aimed at making improvements to our tax system that would improve the fairness of our tax system. And also, when the capital gains tax was scrapped, the Prime Minister mentioned that government would still be looking at a digital service tax that would improve the fairness of our tax system. So it seems like fairness is a word that's being discussed a lot in terms of how we move forward with our tax system. Would a digital service tax produce fair outcomes for New Zealanders, or is it something that's being discussed because of the failure of the government to introduce a capital gains tax?
Not at all. They are not really connected, and the fairness is, I think you understand, it's a very subjective word as well. We can't talk about fairness from all different perspectives. And the ultimate goal of digital services tax, the big goal, is not fixing problems that exist in New Zealand, like poverty or house crisis or whatever. It's about the changing the fundamental system that underlies all taxation of these multinational companies. And by changing this, New Zealand and all other countries will be able to get more tax revenues, corporate tax revenues. And again, if New Zealand would be able to get more corporate tax revenues, it means New Zealand would have more money to fix the problems that exist in the country. In this way, yes, this tax doesn't matter how much revenue it would generate, it would anyway would help as an interim measure. But the goal is not, it's not a revenue collecting instrument at this point in time. It's an instrument that will facilitate this much fundamental changes of a much bigger system, international system. That's the idea of this tax.
So those fundamental changes in the international systems, would those yield, I guess, higher revenues in terms of tax collection for New Zealand?
I can't answer this question because there will be changes, and we will see what exact solution countries will reach. Yes, but New Zealand also, we need to understand that New Zealand has a specific structure of economy, and that's why the solution that could be reached, it could be beneficial for economies with this particular structure, or maybe not. That it all will depend on the outcome of all this international negotiation. And it's actually quite good because government in these documents, government invites everyone to express an opinion on three proposals that are now on the are placed for the discussion. So OECD has three different options, or at least indicated that there are three different options. And New Zealand needs, I think, to find out which of these three options would be most beneficial for the country, because again, but again, government cannot decide it without asking an opinion from businesses, from academia, a lot of people as well, because it's also for us to think about what is the future of the country, whether we will stay an agriculture country or we will develop and want to develop our own platform economy and grow in this direction. So it all depends on many factors, so that's hard to tell really at the moment where New Zealand will end up. So, but it's good that government really wants to find out what is the best for the country. But it's also what is important in this international context, because now we have this digitalized global economy that operates as a single system. It means there should be a compromise. It's not about really interest of a particular country. Countries should recognize that other countries also have their own interest and find something suitable for everyone. It may not be absolutely perfect for New Zealand, for instance, but in general terms, it could be generally very, very good outcome, because if we would have a very good system of rules that operate internationally, it means there'll be less problems with tax avoidance in countries all over the world.
You mentioned a couple of the one or two of the negative consequences. You mentioned increased costs on consumers of these digital products. One of the other things I've been seeing is also there could be a retaliatory tax on New Zealand exports to other countries. Is that a possibility?
As government has said, and it's indeed, I think it's absolutely correct, if because New Zealand is not the first country who will introduce this digital services tax. And there are quite a few countries that already either have introduced this tax or ready to introduce it, or are ready to introduce it next year. So it means the risk of retaliation is much lower now, because India has this type of tax for quite some while, and I can't really recollect any retaliations that have happened. But again, it will all depend on, it can't be predicted. The risk exists, I can't deny it. But again, because New Zealand just joins the group of other countries who are doing the same thing, and the goal of this tax is, again, everyone emphasizes that it is an interim measure. That's, I think there is not really serious, there are no serious grounds for retaliation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.